You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show. Guy Flaming and Hernan Salas in for Taylor Menick tonight. And we're going to start off the guest portion of the show with this week's guest from HockeyProspect.com. We've been doing it all season long with a representative from that scouting group. He's going to join us all season long. One guy, right up until the draft. And tonight we've got the bigwig himself, Mark Edwards, director of scouting for HockeyProspect.com, is going to join us. We're going to talk about their new top 30 that they revealed over the weekend. And we're going to pick apart six or seven guys as well in a positive way. I don't mean we're going to go in depth and hammer on these guys, but no, we're going to get a scouting report on them and some pretty big names as well. Mark Edwards is going to join us right after we hear about this is one of the guys we're going to talk about.
Three Sting head out of their own zone. Here's Patrick White across the line. White with a drop pass. Chychrun walks in with a shot. He scores!
And that, of course, is Jacob Chychrun, the defenseman from the Sarnia Sting, as we welcome Mark Edwards back to the show. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Let's get right to it. Your top 30 came out, I want to say it was on Friday, wasn't it? And is this, for you, compared this year to maybe just most years? I know last year was a little bit different, but would you compare this year and describe it as a good year, a great year, maybe an average year?
Well, I think the last time I was on was actually right after the last ranking, which was about 6 weeks ago. We released our preseason list, and I was kind of optimistic, I think. I remember talking about with you, and 6 weeks later, I'm not quite as optimistic. Hmm. I still like a lot of the players in that top 50, top 60, the top two rounds type guys. I think what this 6 weeks has, you know, maybe shown me is it might not be as deep as I thought 6 weeks ago. And I think it falls off the table a little bit quicker than maybe I thought. But you know what? It's still really early. We're beginning in November here, and guys, you know, when other seasons kind of come out of the woodwork, and kids improve, and they just get better. And always feels like some guys, you know, kind of come on the radar in Europe a little later in the season and stuff out of nowhere and push up into the earlier rounds. So we'll see where it goes.
Before we get to the list of players that we're going to chat about, I was asked earlier today on this station on another show if the injury to Austin Matthews could affect his a chance to go first overall next June. I didn't think so. I look back, even Connor McDavid was hurt for a long stretch last season, and it doesn't sound like this injury to Matthews is that big of a deal, but I'll put the same question to you. You think it affects his ranking at all?
No.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. That's about as quick and simple of an answer as I expected. We just heard the clip of Jacob Chychrun from the Sarnia Sting. Tell me what sort of a defenseman he is, and moving forward, just, you know, in terms of guys who have gone this high in the draft in the past, maybe recent guys like Aaron Ekblad, similar comparisons at all?
Yeah, I think he compares to those type of guys. It's kind of interesting. I've seen him, you know, going back to minor midget, and I don't remember seeing a bad game of him until this year. Hmm. I saw him early in the season versus Barrie. I'd say I don't think he was bad that night, but I would say, you know, by his standards, just okay. And then I saw him versus Kitchener 2 weeks ago, and he actually had a really tough night. You could say he was bad that night. So that said, I personally don't think, you know, he's all the way back from injury. He wasn't himself as far as, you know, skating the puck and showing how dynamic he can be and creating offense all on his own. But, you know, we're not sending off flares here about, you know, what's wrong with Jacob Chychrun and then slide them down into the 20s or anything like that. He stayed at number two for us. We try not to be like a yo-yo with our rankings and see a bad game and move a guy, you know, 10 spots and that kind of stuff. So, right. Which is, you know, part of the ranking problem is, you know, sometimes we'll get asked on Twitter and maybe not in such a nice way at times either, but we just go months sometimes and we don't see a certain player, you know? So I can think of Mitch Van de Sample last year. I think I went to Oshawa two or three times and he wasn't in the lineup last year before I finally got to saw him later on, you know, months into the season. So that kind of stuff happens to us and we can't rank what we don't see, and we go based on the season before or whatever, and might have him slotted somewhere, but you know, we don't drop a guy 10 spots when he's hurt.
All right, let's move to another defenseman. This time with the London Knights, and Boy, another Finn, Olli Maatta. Now, this time it's Olli Juolevi. What can you tell us about him? And I know he ranks fairly high for you, doesn't he?
Yeah, we've got him really high. There's kind of a grouping of the three. We just talked about Chychrun, and I put Sergachev and Juolevi up there. Juolevi, I've seen quite a few times already. Really smart, reads the play really well. He's got a knack for joining the rush and just jumping into offense at the right times. You know, he's got some good size, good feet, and you know, at the beginning of the year, it kind of reminded me of when Olli Maatta came in. He looked like he was getting used to the size of the rink and just getting used to the speed of the OHL. But I saw him just this past week, and, you know, he's looking really good. And then Sergachev, we've got right next to him in the rankings.
Yeah.
He's in Windsor, 6'2", 205. And I've seen him twice, not as much as Juolevi, but and actually Ryan, who's in London, our based in London, has seen him an extra time where he said he was fantastic. But I've seen him twice myself. He was really good both times. He's just got that pro written all over him. And just when you see him, he just looks like he's ready to jump in the NHL. Size, the skating, absolute can. I saw him versus London on Friday night, so they were going head-to-head, and he let a cannon go on a one-timer from the point. And, you know, he can move pucks and he can skate pucks. So there's a lot to like with him. And they're back-to-back, I think, 6-7 on our ranking.
Mark Edwards from HockeyProspect.com. He's the director of scouting for that scouting group. And their top 30 is out for the public to see at HockeyProspect.com. And, of course, subscribers can get a deeper look at the rankings as well. Let's move on further down the list, and let's go to Max Jones, who is a big fella with the London Knights, 6'3", and over 200 pounds. And I know this is a player who's created a bit of debate, even within HockeyProspect.com.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting one, because Ryan Jesse is based right in London, so he's seen him a little bit more than myself. And, you know, for the most part, over the years, Ryan and I, you know, we pretty much agree. We've had the odd guy where we sit and battle a little bit on, and but Max, and I don't want this to come across like I don't like Max. We're talking about just a little later in the first round, but I have a little bit of more of a problem with, you know, kind of his hockey sense and decision making out there than Ryan does. Ryan's got him really high, so we had some discussions about him, and I kind of deferring to Ryan, who's, you know, right in the same town as where this kid's playing right now. So he's up there a little bit, still in the rankings. And I, you know, he kind of reminds me, when I watched him, of just parts of his game. And, you know me, in comparisons, I don't make him very often, but just the kind of a straight line and the really good skater. And he's got a shot too, and of Virtanen, because I didn't really like Virtanen as far as hockey senses and decision making all that much, but I really liked, you know, the other parts of his game, the speed, the way he could skate with that size, and his shot was fantastic, and not just hard but accurate. So, you know, just some things reminded me of him there.
Well, and I like the fact that you're talking about the way you can, the inner working sort of behind the scenes for HockeyProspect.com. Just like an NHL team, you have your area scouts, and I mean, you're the head guy, but you kind of defer to the guys who see these teams the most. And so if your guy is saying that he's seen Max Jones more and maybe you've seen him better than you have, you kind of defer to him.
Yeah, I mean, if I just go around and kind of, you know, bang my chest that, you know, I'm God's gift to scouting here, you know, our area guys aren't going to really feel too valuable. And you have to trust your guys. And it's not to say that later on maybe Ryan starts to see what I see or I start to see what he sees. But
right.
It's good. It's actually healthy discussion, and there's nothing wrong with if everybody on our staff agreed, we wouldn't have a very good staff, because you start to think that people are just trying to, you know, kiss up to me or whatever. But Ryan and I have had our disagreements in the past, and you know, we'll have them going forward. And I always say there's guys you can bang your fist on the table for, and you know, unless I'm just totally at odds with it, then I'll trust the guy if he's seen him a lot more than me.
Six of your top 11 are from the OHL. I don't know if that's a product of a really strong OHL class, or you kind of alluded to it maybe not being that it might be just an average class overall, but interesting to see six of the top 11 from the OHL. The next guy we're going to talk about comes in at 15, and that's Alex Nylander from the Mississauga Steelheads. And I have to assume there's some similarities between he and his brother William.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. It's kind of funny. We talked about him, and we just talked about, you know, the Jones and the rankings and stuff. I look at it, you know, I just mentioned Bertain, and, you know, I really liked an Ehlers over with that skill over a Bertain.
Me too,
and,
yeah.
And I kind of like the Nylander over the Jones type thing. And you won't see that in our rankings based on what we just talked about.
Right.
But just, you know, as a little kind of inner workings of where we're at here. And again, in November, viewings are down. We're not, you know, we're not even at Christmas with and you got to remember, too, we haven't honed in on the guys we like yet and start watching those teams more. We did what NHL teams do. We go watch everybody, and then we start watching guys that are going to be, you know, obviously more involved in our list. We watch them more often. But just back to Nylander, he's obviously off to a fantastic start. The thing I like most about what he's come out and done here, because I really liked him at the U-17 in Sarnia, and he's kind of got back to that, is he's moving pucks. I thought in the after the Sarnia, when we had our viewings, and Hlinka was a good example of what we heard from our guys over there, you know, he was kind of just hanging on to the pucks too long and some unforced turnovers and stuff. But early on here in Mississauga, he's moving pucks, and then obviously he's getting pucks back, and he's finishing, and the assists are piling up. So don't think you could ask for much of a better start for him coming over here to start his career over here in North America.
He's got a teammate named Michael McLeod who is inside your top 10. He's over 6'2" and closing in on 190 pounds. And as a center, I imagine that as a scout, you like that size. What else do you like about him?
Yeah, another interesting player is from the standpoint of how many times we've seen him. He kind of frustrated me in his OHL draft year because he was inconsistent. You know, excuse me, I'd love one game and then, you know, you have the odd one and he's hard to find. I think that's where he's really made strides so far from what I've seen this year. I think I've seen him four times so far. One of the best being just two viewings ago versus Saginaw. He really kind of showed off and flashed those physical tools, speed with a real burst. And, you know, he owned a player in that game, and Keaton Middleton, who's actually in this draft, not someone I'm, you know, really high on for this draft, but, you know, he forced Middleton to really back off and created space. But one thing that frustrated me back in his OHL draft year was he kind of skated himself out of options. You know, he backs off the D, but then he almost closes the gap himself, skating into him rather than, you know, slowing down the pace, changing the speeds or turning up or something like that and giving himself some options. And he's kind of still doing that a little bit. So we'll see how that progresses. But obviously we've moved him into the top 10, so I'm not trying to sound negative here, but just really good start for him. The work ethic consistency has been very strong.
Mark, the last guy on our list to talk about tonight is Markus Niemelainen, who's a big defenseman from Finland but plays for the Saginaw Spirit, 6'5 or 6'6 and about 200 pounds. So really, on with that frame, he's still gangly and has lots of room to fill out. But what can you tell us about him as a player?
Yeah, before the season, refresh my memory of him and check some old notes back from the U-17 and onwards from there. And we talked about him before that preseason list. Really, my notes from U-17 were really raved about him. I saw him, that same game I just talked about it against McLeod there 2 weeks ago. He was really good, so that's my only viewing so far, but this is the kid that, you know, been really positive on before and then had a good showing, and Ryan seen him once as well. Big kid, he moves pucks, he jumped in offensively a little bit, and you know, almost had that feel like he's had that month in the OHL and got his feet wet here, and he started to get more minutes. He wasn't getting minutes early on, but he started reading some plays and really jumping in and creating some offense. And I think he's got about 10 assists or so.
Mark, where can people who are interested in finding out more about Hockey Prospect, where do they go and to find out details on subscriber packages and things like that?
Yeah, well, we do our monthly rankings, which are for free at Top 30. If you want expanded ranking, there's just different membership packages. And then we, not so much for you guys out there in Edmonton, but we, you know, we do the Q draft, the OHL draft as well. And then our publications all come out, you know, in the spring and in May and June for the NHL draft.
Excellent stuff as always, Mark. We look forward to having somebody from HockeyProspect.com on every week, right up to the draft. Thanks for doing this.
No problem. I think we're going to have Tony from Finland coming on in a couple weeks here for you.
Yeah, looking forward to that one for sure.
Okay, take it easy.
You bet.